There are no shortcuts to becoming a genuine Spanish Main Pirate, unless, of course, you invest yourself fully in our sleep learning program on how to become a genuine Spanish Main Pirate. To make people really believe you're a fully fledged buccaneer, you have to really believe it yourself. In sleep learning, we call this the power of envisioning. So relax and count slowly to 10 and fall into a deep, pirate snoring sleep. Now you are asleep. The first thing to do is to envision yourself with a parrot on your shoulder. No pirate is complete without a parrot. That's good. You've gone for a Cuban blue. They are the best and very loyal. Short claws too, so it shouldn't rip your pillow there. Speaking pirate is simple, fun, and very effective. The following phrases will give you just enough credibility. Shiver me timbers. Hello there, matey. You may find the catchphrase, arr, to be a nice accent to any sentence, as well as booty. The next thing a pirate needs is an impressively carved wooden leg. A very impressive pirate leg is usually carved from oak, but pine will suffice. This is, of course, optional, but highly recommended. No self-respecting pirate can board a ship without a signature beard. Keep it nice and bushy. But a black beard is no good. There's already one of those. Try red for extra menace. Next, you must select your weapons of choice. A pair of crossed hand muskets for your chest. Nice. A long-handled double-headed axe for your back. Lovely. A snake-tongued cutlass on either hip. Long daggers in both boots and a short one behind your headband. It's a subtle ensemble, but it suits you, sir. You are now ready to choose your ship and step aboard. Nice choice. A three-master. 4 decks, 64 guns, fast and furious. And you're looking good behind the wheel. Let's see how you do in a skirmish, Captain. Your main method of commandeering a vessel is by boarding. When boarding, make sure your beard is looking fierce and pirate-like. Confusion works well. Part of this confusion will come from your outfit. Using the word yarr, run around the deck a lot. If possible, swing from a loose mast line. Before long, the bounty will be yours. Well done. You've now completed the basics in Spanish Main Pirating. In the next lesson, you'll learn how to track down buried treasure using only a wetted finger in a light breeze.